Hello, we're reading the article, The Peace in the World, by Bala Sulam. We are, in the title, using the nature of singularity as a subject of evolution in the collective and the individual. You can find it on our website. And you can also send questions there. Selected ones will be asked during the lesson. Rav, please.
I don't have much to say. We need to continue with this. It'll be great if a little bit of this article will penetrate us. So let's hope.
Peace in the World, subtitle is Using the Nature of Singularity as a Subject of Evolution in the Collective and in the Individual. Now, we will penetrate into understanding the direct conditions that will finally be accepted by humanity at the time of the appearance of world peace, and to know how these conditions are good to bring a life of happiness to the individual and to the public, and the willingness in humanity to want to finally burden themselves with these special conditions. Let us return. I'll read it again. Using the nature of singularity as a subject of evolution in the collective and in the individual. Now we will penetrate into the understanding of the direct conditions that will finally be accepted by humanity at the time of the appearance of world peace, and to know how these conditions are good to bring a life of happiness to the individual and to the public, and the willingness in humanity to want to finally burden themselves with these special conditions.
He's speaking of the future when humanity will go through the different stages of correction and reach a state where it understands what is the final state it came to, even unbeknownst to it. Just like when we grow up from babies to toddlers to kids to youth, all the way up to humans, full-grown humans that understand something about life, and he talks about humanity that undergoes these stages, and let's see what kind of stages of, you know, adults, grown-ups, who understand what we're doing, what's happening. So what is he saying next?
Let us return to the matter of singularity in the heart of every person, which is poised to swallow the whole world for its own pleasure. Its root extends directly from the unique one to the people, who are his branches. Here, there is a question that determines an answer. How can it be that such a corrupted form will appear in us so as to become the father of all harm and ruin in the world? And how the source of every construction exists, the source of every destruction? We cannot leave such a question unanswered.
Because indeed, if we will not answer this question, we have a problem. What's happening to us? I'll read this excerpt again, please. Here.
Maybe even a bit. Let us return to the matter of singularity in the heart of every person, which is poised to swallow the whole world for its own pleasure. Its root extends directly from the unique one to the people, who are his branches. Here there is a question that demands an answer. How can it be that such a corrupted form will appear in us so as to become the father of all harm and ruin in the world? And how, from the source of every construction, extends the source of every destruction? We cannot leave such a question unanswered. Indeed,
it's clear. How can there be such a big gap between the upper force, who is above everything that exists in this world, but we are nevertheless a result of it, an outcome of that force, at least in this way. Indeed?
Indeed, there are two sides to the coin of the above-mentioned singularity. If we examine it from its upper side, from the perspective of its equivalence with the unique one, it works only in the form of bestowal upon others. For the Creator only bestows and has nothing of the form of reception. He lacks nothing nor needs to receive anything from the creatures He has created. Therefore, the singularity that extends to us from Him must also act only in forms of bestowal upon others, and not at all to receive for ourselves. On the other side of that coin, meaning in terms of how it actually works within us, we find that it operates in the complete opposite direction, since it operates only in forms of reception for oneself, such as the desire to be the single most wealthy person in the world. Thus, the above two sides are as far apart from one another as the east from the west.
Well, we discussed it many times, how much we are opposite from the Creator. It's somewhat clear to us. We don't see it quite yet, but we need to see both ends. But it's felt in us to some extent how opposite we are from the form of love and bestowal.
This gives us the solution to our question. How is it possible that within that singularity which stems and comes to us from He who is unique in the world, who is the source of every construction, serves in us as the source of every destruction? This has come to us because we use that precious tool in the opposite direction, which is self-reception.
The opposite, meaning that same form that exists in the Creator, the form of bestowal, connection, abundance that comes from Him, is inverted completely to the other, to the extreme opposite, down to the last detail, and that's how it dresses in us. Next.
I'm not saying that the singularity in us will never act in us in a form of bestowal, for you cannot deny that amongst us are people whose singularity operates in them in the form of bestowal upon others. Two, such as those who spend their money for the common good, or those who dedicate all their efforts to the common good, etc. Yet, those two sides of the coin that I have described speak only of the two points in development of creation that bring everything to completion, starting in absence and gradually climbing the rungs of development from one degree to the degree above it. and from there to the higher still, until it comes to its final height, which is the preordained measure of completeness, where it will remain forever.
Nothing much to add here, it's clear.
The order of development of the two points is 1A, the starting point, the lowest degree, which is close to complete absence. It is described as the second side of the coin. 2, the point of final height, where it rests and exists forever. This is described in the first side of the coin. But this era that we are in has already developed to a great extent and has already risen many degrees. It has already been above its lowest phase, which is the above mentioned second side, and has come significantly closer to the first side. For this reason, there are already people among us who use their singularity in forms of bestowal upon others. Yet they are still few, as we are still in the midst of the path of the development. When we achieve the highest point of the degrees, we will all be using our singularity only in a form of bestowal upon others. And there will never be any case of any person using it in a matter of self-reception.
Two more lines and then we'll take questions.
According to these rules, we have found an opportunity to examine the conditions of life in the last generation, the time of world peace, where the whole of humanity achieves the level of the first side and will use their singularity only in a matter of bestow upon others, and not at all in a manner of reception for oneself. And it is good to copy here the above-mentioned form of life, so it will serve us as a lesson and a role model to settle our minds under the flood of the waves of our lives. Perhaps it is worthwhile and possible in our generation too to experiment in resembling this above form of life.
That's what he's aiming for. How can we copy, even in our times, the form of the last generation? Although in several other places he's saying that we are already in the state of the last generation. Rather, we need to realize it in practice. But according to the times, the development, what was given to us, we are already in these conditions. Except they came to us from above, and we cannot receive them, absorb them and copy them onto ourselves down below. Okay, I see that we have only PT7.
We learned that there are contradictions between the attributes of just, mercy, peace, and here it's not clear how using the singularity can come to balance and how it will bring peace.
These virtues will support one another. There will be no problem, no contradiction between them. On the contrary, when we come to bestowal, these virtues work in mutual support. We will learn about it. PT9.
These two opposite forms, I think you can understand them or describe them. What I never get is, how does a gradual advancement seem from this corrupted form to the corrected form?
Slowly, from lightest to the heaviest, these forms become apparent, and as much as they are not in equivalence with the final form, you feel that they are harming themselves and others, and this gives them the strength to rid themselves of the egoistic form.
So what will happen to a person in this world? Well, he'll start feeling that there's a bit more of creator behind the reality he'll want to bestow. What's that bit? What's that gradual?
A little bit, it's just like with us. We are also a little bit alive and a little bit dead. So until the end of correction, this state is a little bit present.
Let's say now in this war, we really feel revelation of evil in the world. What's the next part in advancement that we can expect in reality?
In our state, the way we discussed it in the first lesson, the real, realistic state, the correct state that needs to happen is for humanity to recognize the reason for the war, which is the ego that awakens from within our nature, and we need to fight it, all of us together. And there's no justification to any side, as we see it more and more. If you speak to one side, it is justified. If you speak to the other side, it's also justified. And who are you with? That's another question. There's yet a third side, seemingly. And no one is just, because justice is when we rise above all these wars, above to the connection between us, and then we'll understand the correct reason, above our intellect, above what's happening to us, then we'll understand, we'll see the true state.
Last question, because friends are always asking, what we need to pray for. So we maybe have to pray that humanity will, that especially the part suffering, will understand more of what's going on, will feel more.
We don't need to pray for any of the sides in truth. Although a person is built in such a way where he wants to embrace one side in this war over another, but we want to pray only for the sake of the upper force, the connection, the one who makes peace in his heavens, peace from the word wholeness, one who makes peace, and he makes peace between us, over us and over all the people in the world. And this war is an example, it's truly an example for how two nations that are so close, that are really connected according to their genetic background, their history, how they are embedded in this fundamental hatred that arises and falls, and it finally came to this kind of conflict. We need to see that here the Creator is showing us how much we need the force of connection above separation. And you cannot justify anyone, you cannot do anything, only ascribe it all to one reason. That is that the Creator wants to reveal the degree of wholeness, shalom, peace between us, and that's why it awakens. Look how, in what a sophisticated way he awakens these things. And to the extent that each side will come closer to connection, and not to controlling the other, but to connection, then eventually it will emerge triumphant.
you.
Балтиаван.
Такой вопрос. Вот на уроке, в контексте урока, на передний план выходит важность мирового кли. Чтобы придать важность, нужно как бы величие увидеть нашей всей группы. А вот в чем заключается его величие и как его распознавать? Для нас это очень важно.
Нахон, ата цудек, ве туда лаха ла шейла азот.
You are correct, and thank you for this question. The greatness of this group of Bnei Baruch, which is very special in the world, which is trying to absorb into it all the people in the world, and raise this group, meaning all of humanity, towards the Creator, the feeling of the good who does good, connection, eternity, wholeness. This group has to see itself correctly, as great, as exalted, unique, and as usual. We see the gap, just like in the rest of the world, how something that is important is found in small quantities, like diamonds and gold, things that are precious, and precisely because of that, their quantity is smaller. You find less of it in the world, and we are the same. That's why it's written that you are the fewest of the people. You will not be great, but you will be great in power. And you are fewest of all the people, the least of all the people, and it's until the end of correction. Whereas in the end of correction, all the nations of the world will rush to you, meaning the nations of the world will want to come to connection with that group, the group of Yeshahakel, which is us. Let's hope that this will happen. Talk about it. Scrutinize the greatness of our group. And you cannot go wrong. Both our group, it's fate and destiny and the Creator that's connected to us and what we have to do. And the uniqueness that we have is that we accept everyone, men, women from all nations of the world. And we want only one thing, connection between us and to the Creator. Simple things. That's what we need to get to. This is our ideology, our philosophy, our direction. There's nothing more important than that.
Carmiel.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Здравствуйте, товарищи. Раф, ну вот по последним
данным
видно то, что ни коронавирус, ни война, вообще человечество не лечит.
According to the last examples, we see that not the corona, not the war, it doesn't really help humanity. There are even some people that gain something from it. Should we pray for...
We need to pray neither on these nor on that, because the Creator arranges everything. We have to pray for the connection between everyone, the unity of everyone, in a way, the way it needs to be in the corrected vessel, where each one completes the other. To pray for the rich to be poor, for the poor to be rich, for them to connect and balance each other up in their riches. I don't think that we have to do it. We're not instigating revolutions in humanity. We want only one thing: to bring the upper light closer to us, the upper force, so it dwells between us and it makes peace in its heavens. It will make peace on us. Peace is wholeness, and He should do it, not us. And we pray for only one thing: to be together in one vessel. And from that, what would happen with this vessel, we agree with it in advance.
Beseder,
PT
33. You said that humanity needs to understand the reason for war, that it's the destructive human nature. In the university, I took courses in psychology, and I was surprised that there's a lot of research that prove what Baal HaSulam is writing here about singularity and ego. So my question is, are people able to hear such things? Because a person constantly tells himself how good he is and that he's okay. Can we bring people to an understanding that the war is because of the human ego?
Of course. If you see that you can reach people in this way and talk to them, do it. See, he also writes in such a way that is clear to every knowledgeable person. You don't need to be above reason in order to understand what he's writing about.
But this research really proves humanity didn't really take them and said, I understand human nature is bad. They just don't want to see it. How can you convince
more and more and more to keep going, taking care of them? You know it. You're an expert on taking care of kids. So try it. Only in this way.
אנחנו צריכים עוד, נו, פיטי שמונה.
פיטי אית.
כן, רב, אתה אמרת ש...
רב, you said...
נשים ממעגלים חיצוניים ל...
You said we should invite women to an external circles to prayers, but it's something very internal we do. How? Or in what way do you see it, that we invite external women to into our circles?
I think that in our times, right now during the war, all the pressure, and it will continue. The world doesn't feel that it enters a descent, this free fall where it feels that it's lacking different things, different resources. It's ahead of us. But in these cases, women feel it before the men. And so even external women who don't have a desire for the revelation of the Creator, nevertheless, each woman understands and feels lack of security, lack of stability. So if we invite them to pray with us, if they come, then it's fine. Why not? Let them be there. Let them know that there are such times where they can enter and hear and see. Not, they won't enter like our groups between us, but generally speaking, they can be there. I think it will bring people closer. I'm talking about women.
Let's say such an external woman, what feeling should she leave the meeting with the women's prayer?
You will see it. Try and you will see it. The condition of life in the last generation.
The conditions of life in the last generation. First, everyone must thoroughly understand and explain to his surroundings that the well-being of society, which is the well-being of the state, and the well-being of the world, are completely interdependent. As long as the laws of society are not satisfactory to each and every individual in the state and leave a minority that is dissatisfied with the government of the state, that minority conspires under the government of the state and seeks to overthrow it. If its power is not sufficient to fight the government of the state face to face, it will seek to overthrow it indirectly, such as by inciting countries against each other and bringing them to war. For it is natural that at a wartime there will be many more dissatisfied people with whom they will have hope to achieve the critical mass to overthrow the government of the state and establish a new leadership that is convenient for them. Thus, the well-being of the individual is a direct cause of the well-being of the state. Furthermore, if we take into consideration that always existing part in the state for whom war is their craft and their every hope of success, such as professional soldiers and suppliers of ammunition, who are always a very prominent minority in terms of social quality, if we add to them the dissatisfied minority of the current laws, then at any given moment, you have a vast amount of people craving for war and bloodshed. Thus, peace in the world and peace in the country are interdependent. Hence, we necessarily find that even that part of the state which is currently satisfied with life, who are the nimble and the clever, they still have a lot to be concerned about the safety of their lives due to the tensions with those who strive to overthrow them. If they understood the value of peace, they would be happy to adopt the conduct of life in the last generation. For all that a man has, he will give for his life.
We're talking about our kids, our children, our grandchildren, and the next generations. We understand that the safest thing is if we can build for them a society or the kind of humanity that exists in the last generation. All the other forms lack any foundation to exist and to give people a good, calm life. Clear.
No, PT 19.
Rav, something wasn't working. He says that if they understood the value of peace, they would be happy to receive these new conditions of life. But before that, Baal Salam says, the period that we're in is fully developed and has gone through many degrees and rose all the way up from the second. And then he says that very few are actually developed in this way. So what the majority decides, if there are 10 righteous people in Bnei Baruch, is not enough?
Of course, the majority don't determine. The egoist determine. Whoever is strong in his ego grabs the leadership and he determines who, like you, knows this better. So what are you asking about? In our world, determines whoever's strong. And strong means with his ego.
But we're so many people all over the world. How can it be that we can't influence, let's say, the war to get it to stop? There's many of us. How many are we?
There are conditions, special conditions, that even though you can be a big group, but you can't influence anything. You count heads. Why can't the Chinese affect anything? In order to influence, they have to be like all the other countries. Strong not in quantity of people, but in special forms, then you'll see that it'll come. It'll get the right form. So you won't look at Chinese that they're great in quantity. You'll see them that China and Taiwan. So you won't say that this is stronger than that. Because there's things that Taiwan are stronger than the Chinese.
When they say that the righteous decrees and the Creator carries it out, what does it mean? If you decide that you change the world, you can't do it?
No.
Why not?
Because I won't go against it.
I don't understand what does it mean to go against.
I won't go against the Creator. All in all, as much as I am righteous, meaning justify the Creator, creation, in some certain percentage of my evil inclination, then by this I subjugate my evil inclination, and in everything I can justify the Creator, I am with Him. What I can do is to incorporate with my corrections in the upper system, and as much as I am in it, that is called that I join the correction.
Okay, you say quantity doesn't matter.
No.
But not everyone's going to be righteous and Kabbalists who can shift the decree. So if quantity doesn't matter, what does matter in order to change the fate?
What are you talking about? I don't see any, I only see good.
I understand what you see, but I see different
whether
things.
Whether they're refueled or covered, but it's all mercy.
That's okay, but when you see mothers with babies in the Ukraine, you can't ignore it.
No, correct. It's great trouble, but without that, you can't show the egoistic forms what the correction is.
Okay, so I don't understand. Is quantity important or not?
I'm not asking you to understand. I understand you can't.
Quantity doesn't matter? It doesn't influence?
It does a bit.
What's the most influential?
Most influential is prayer to the upper force.
It's not clear to me.
It's not blocked. We have to reach it. If we won't reach it, it won't change.
Rav Lightman, I don't understand. What do we have to come to? If we all pray so much, give us the tip of the yod. What does it mean? What do we have to get to? Who do we have to come to? How much do we have to get to?
We are all of us and all our forces need to connect between us, above our ego, and to turn to the Creator, the good who does good, the force of bestowal, the great force, only force of bestowal, that He will bestow upon us. And will give us a correction to all of us, that we will be able, in the connection between us, to see, to discover Him. That is it. Only prayer, a plea for correction, that will reach a state that we can absorb Him and feel Him. That's the only thing that can bring us to a state that people won't suffer. Who's guilty that we aren't praying? Bnei Baruch. When you look at all your screens there, how people are suffering, millions of people are already in distress. Do you understand what your place in this is? As much as you have to pray, as much as you have to ask, as much as you have to suffer, that each one of them is suffering, if you were connected to them together into one body, imagine how much you would be suffering. If all the people dying, suffering, that are really in hunger, thirst, freezing. What's happening now with all those that ran away from the battlefield?
It's
women, children,
that
their homes are being destroyed. There's nowhere to go to.
It's the sites of 46. It's like the Nazis. We're going back in time.
It's always like that. Always like that.
And the world is silent.
I don't want to talk about the world. This is not what we're talking about. We're speaking about correction. The correction is that we, B'nai Baruch, need to feel the suffering more. And I don't care what it belongs to, whether Russians or Ukrainians.
Well, are you saying we have to feel the suffering of what's happening? To feel their suffering?
If we want to be as one man in one heart, which is the end of corrections, we have to understand that we are together, exist in that way. Because of our ego, we don't feel it. So now our ego for us is actually the good angel that won't let us feel the suffering of the others. Right? Look, it's what's happening.
We have to pray to feel the suffering of the other, their suffering.
Otherwise, how can you pray for them?
Nice, I didn't think about it.
No.
Can I ask?
What?
It says in the previous excerpt there was no time to ask. Because we cannot deny that there are people among us whose singularity is working in them in the form of bestowal to others, like those who share their property and their labor with others. And before I came to the wisdom of Kabbalah, I also donated money to the needy, and I volunteered, I helped the others. So what does Baal Salam refer to here?
That there's people in the world that supposedly want to, they love the others, supposedly they give, they scatter their material, money, and so on. So why is that not enough? Because what they do, they don't know why they're doing it. They're doing it from the desire that the Creator awakened in them. It's just working through them. But actually, it's not called an action of bestowal, because the action of bestowal has to go against the desire and not with the desire. When we pray to the Creator to give us the desire to bestow, and from the desire to bestow, we bestow. But if I am in the desire to bestow to begin with, it's like a mother with her baby. Why is that not called bestowal? Why is she not called a righteous? Because it comes from her nature. Even though we love and respect these qualities, it's natural. And we need to work above nature.
Moscow 1. Да, Рав, спасибо. У меня такой вопрос. А вот если...
Thank you. Question. If we... do our work, will the rest of the people receive it as a gift?
If we do our work, then obviously all the corrections that we do will go to all of humanity. Yes. Like from the Rosh to the Guf, it will spread. Like in the spiritual pasuk, from the Rosh to the Guf. Moscow 3.
Another question?
Yes.
По поводу страданий. Вот такое складывается ощущение, что на самом деле вот только уровень человек, который
способен... The torment, it looks like only the degree of men. А вот как
бы все остальное не называется...
Are those who are capable of suffering, of feeling the suffering of the animals in them. The rest is not felt as suffering. That's why the Creator does not torture the animals like that, because if we're given to feel it, we can probably correct it.
Because animals don't suffer as man. They don't suffer because of their ego. Man suffers because of his ego. And the suffering in man is in order to help him advance to the truth. And animals have nowhere to advance towards. Moscow 3.
Спасибо. Вы сегодня, Цвики, сказали, а как ты будешь просить, если ты не будешь ощущать страдания общества?
Цвика, how will you ask if you won't feel the suffering of the public? So I want to ask, how can the Kabbalists tolerate the feeling of such great suffering?
That is in according to a person, as much as he grows, he is given a greater opportunity to suffer. Because his suffering is accepted in the vessel of bestowal, that it comes from the Creator. And for the correction, that's why, in such a way, he suffers and he feels in the suffering torments of love.
А вот ощущая
suffering of love
и боль общества, можно
на фоне he feels the suffering, the pain of the public. Can a Kabbalist be in joy?
Yes. Internet women.
From Latin 13. Why in the singularity, the more we grow up, the more we love the humanity?
What?
In the beginning of the lesson, we read about the singularity. Why in the nature of singularity, the more we grow up, we love humanity?
It's the development of our vessel. We feel the incorporation with the all vessels, and that's why we are starting to feel our pain with them.
Latin 13. Are we coming against the will to receive in ourselves, but not if we do it not in joy, but only above the reason? Is it considered bestowal?
If I incorporate with the others as much as I can, and I can discern whether I work for the others, that's called an action of bestowal. What next?
Naria, what is the form of the last generation?
The form of the last generation that we gather more and more into that vessel of Adam Rishon, the corrected one, and unite all the pieces, all the shattered pieces, that we need to sort them out and organize them, and that's work given to us a bit in this world, and we'll keep going with it. In a way that all in all will be as one man with one heart, meaning in all our desires, in all our thoughts, we only work for connection.
Did we mature enough to enter the form of the last generation?
We advance towards it to the extent of our exertion.
What's the first step that's expected from us women and mothers to prepare the conditions for the last generation?
I
don't know. We talked about it so much. We don't understand these questions. We need to try and get closer, to gather in our hearts together.
Women organization, what's the main message to the external audience as women? What feelings women need to be, and what feeling?
I find it hard to answer all the women's questions. Also yesterday I felt it, but today really, that all these things we talked about 1,000 times, and it's a sign that you're not scrutinizing it in your meetings. It's as if you're disconnected from the materials we studied. The questions are supposedly for a person who came here for the first time, to Bnei Bol. I'm sorry. Let's go again to the men and ask questions to the point. I don't know what's going on today. Okay, Oren, where are we?
We read the condition of life in the last generation.
Yeah.
Pain versus pleasure and self-reception. Thus, when we examine and thoroughly grasp the above plan, we will see that the whole difficulty lies in changing our nature from a desire to receive for ourselves to a desire to bestow upon others. As those two things deny one another. At first glance, the plan seems imaginary, as something that is above human nature. But when we delve into the matter, we will find that the whole contradiction from reception for oneself to bestow upon others is nothing but psychological. For, in fact, we do bestow upon others without benefiting ourselves. This is so because although self-reception manifests itself in us in various ways, such as property, possessions, that the heart, eye, and palate, covet, etc., all those are defined by one name, pleasure. Thus, the very essence of reception for oneself that a person desires is nothing but the desire for pleasure. Now imagine that if we were to collect all the pleasures one feels during his 70 years of life and put it on one side, and collect all the sorrow and suffering one feels on the other side, if we could see the balance, we would prefer not to be born at all. If this is so, then what does one receive during one's life? If we assume that one obtains 20% of pleasure in his life compared to 80% of suffering, then if we put them one opposite the other, there would remain 60% of suffering unrewarded. But this is all private calculation, as when one works for oneself. But in a global calculation, the individual produces more than he receives for his own pleasure and sustenance. Thus, if the direction were to change from self-reception to bestowal, the individual would enjoy the entire produce he produces without much pain.
Meaning he wants to prove that in the connection between us, we can reach a state where each one fills all his needs. And supposedly for our ego, the connection between us there's profit in it. It's successful. It's the best. Because none of us, as much as he works, doesn't get 20% of what he actually makes or what he produces. That's how the system is built.
Uh, אני זוכר ש...
I remember you also learned this in the university and all kinds of faculties and professions that, let's say, even a worker, engineer, no matter who, that...
שמרוויח ביום נגיד
let's say a day he makes
$20-$50 לא חשוב
$20-$50 doesn't matter how much so
תועלת
he has to bring produce of 5 or 10 times more than what he actually makes
ולכן יש כאן בעיה גדולה
that's why there's a big problem here that we in an egoistic way we just burn all the profit the ego that is there between us just burns it swallows it processes all of our profit and loses it it's like having an engine and the entire engine or most of it works on forces of collision and resistance and that is there and only a small part is beneficial That's why it's worth it to use these things to open them a bit more in our explanation for the general public. That it's not worthwhile in a rational way to remain an egoist because you simply see as much as you have to work a lot and just get a little bit of it. And in the end, that too just gets lost. And you go into the grave. That's it. That's why only to fill the desire to receive temporarily, randomly, that it's a complete lie you have. That's what we see. And it happens on purpose on behalf of the Creator, so we won't give the desire to receive anything, but only learn from all these cases in the end. Whether with awareness or without it, as much as we need to reach in order to bestow. Okay, there's a lot to talk about, but we are in a different direction. We're not advancing towards in order to bestow from not gaining enough in the world to receive. But it's more in order to explain to the general public, we want to attain the Creator. That is our purpose. Николаев, Сочи.
Вы сказали, что человек должен чувствовать страдание. Когда он будет чувствовать страдание,
You said that a person has to feel the sorrow of the public. So what prayer should a person have when he feels it?
That he wants to bring society to a connection with the Creator, that the Creator will organize them and fill them and help them rise, help them rise to his degree, to his level. That is man's prayer for society. Focus group.
How
does the inversion of the intention on a certain quality bring one to greater productivity?
I don't understand, Niv.
He says that if we would only use our degree of singularity from ourselves to bestow to the other, we would solve all of our problems.
Yes?
It's not clear, or rather, it's not clear how to even imagine the use. Let's take an example. Certain quality in a person, where one time he's using it this way, one time he's using it another way, and what's the difference in terms of the result?
On behalf of a result, I can't say, because he says it. Truthfully, I'm not satisfied with this article, because he should have opened the book from this, that everything will be clear and a broad explanation, because he's actually not turning to Kabbalists here, he's turning to regular people. That's why maybe we'll read it at one point when there's enough time or place and there isn't a war. This is something you have to have elaborated explanation on. For now, we will be satisfied with what we have here, and let's hope it will bring us to some kind of understanding. For now, I advise you to try to speak between you in such a way that try and open it, and if there'll be questions, we'll answer. Okay, Oren, let's end.
So we have a few announcements. Dear friends, please note the World Social Team is inviting all the men to participate in global prayers at 3 p.m. Israel time and 7:30 p.m. Israel time. The meetings will take place on Zoom and be broadcast on Sviva Tova. Anyone who is available is invited. For women will have one prayer at 7:30 p.m. Israel time. And additionally, there will be an open Zoom around the clock. Anyone who is available is invited to join. That's about our common prayers. About the schedule, at 10 a.m., The World with Dr. Michael Lightman, at 10:30, Kabbalah Express, a recorded program with Dr. Lightman. Let's sing a song.